All right, thanks for coming in, everyone. I hope you all have a great week. Oh, and don't forget to read Psalm 23 for next time, okay? No, not you, young lady. If you don't mind waiting a moment, we have some things to discuss. Right. I'm sure you simply cannot wait to get home and begin reading the verses for next week. Come on, follow me. We're gonna have this talk in the sanctuary. Take a seat. Now, why are you here? No, I'm not being metaphorical. Why are you coming to these meetings? I thought as much. Is preventing your parents from kicking you out the only reason? You know what? I don't like your sarcasm, young lady. Well, I suppose lady might be a bit of a stretch. What's that? Oh, I didn't say anything. So if I asked you nicely, would you at least pretend to make an effort? Well, let's see if I can explain. How about we start with your attire? Oh no, it is most definitely not appropriate. You're always dressed in the same black clothes with that thick makeup. And black lipstick. Do you really need to show everyone that you're one of those, what do you call it, gothics? Oh, my apologies, goths. But even that isn't really so bad, is it? No. Nor even your scandalous little fishnets or your black spiky collar. Young lady, none of it is appropriate. But it's not obviously insulting. You know what is insulting, don't you? That satanic pentagram that you wear around your neck and the tasteful upside-down cross tattoo on your leg. Of course, we can only see that because of how fucking short your skirt is. Oh yes, I was looking, but how could I avoid it? The way you spread your legs every week when I look in your general direction. And your little smirk leads us to another problem. Your attitude. Don't even pretend. You mock the other attendees. You belittle the scripture. And in general, you act like a... Never mind. My point. My point is that if you want to attend the meetings, you need to be respectful. You need to dress like a proper member of society. You don't need to participate, but you could at least sit quietly, and then everything would run smoothly. What would you get out of it? What a selfish girl you are. It's hard to imagine that you're related to your mother, let alone your father. Consider this. What happens if I tell your parents that I'm not allowing you to attend anymore because you're behaving like a disrespectful little child? What would happen? You would get kicked out. Wouldn't you? But your parents are very patient people. Much more so than me. But they value my opinion so much more than yours, don't they? Why, they'd believe almost anything I told them about you. Oh no, I wouldn't lie. I would exaggerate. Maybe tell them you've been flirting with married men after sessions. Maybe even with me. Maybe you haven't quite flirted with me, but you've teased me. You flashed your panties at me and made some very lewd gestures with your fingers and tongue. And of course, you take every opportunity to rub against me. You've been very provocative, haven't you, young lady? Uh-oh. Honey, don't pretend to be so scandalized. This is what you wanted. Attention. Well, you have it now. You fucking have it now. And you better start taking this seriously, little girl. Excuse me. Are you suggesting what I think you are? Well, that is beyond inappropriate. Why on earth would I do that with you? Oh, I see. You're just teasing me again, aren't you? You know what? Maybe that's just what you need. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna give you the hard fucking you're so obviously begging for. Please. It's evident to everyone that sees you that you're a horny little slut. Did I hit a nerve? You dress like the whore of Babylon. And you behave like a fucking bitch in heat. So that is how I'm gonna treat you. Satan has made you his concubine. So I'm gonna bring you back to Jesus the same way. I'm gonna fuck the devil out of you, young lady. And you're gonna fucking like it. Take your fucking top off. No. It's so tight. I can see everything anyway. Now. It's not the time to be shy. Oh. Oh. Oh, no, you don't. There will be no running away from this. This is your judgment, you filthy little bitch. It can be bad, or it can be worse. So much worse. Your choice. Are you really acting like you don't fucking enjoy the way I'm manhandling you? You fucking slut. You will have a lot worse than a bruise on your arm by the time I'm done with you. There's an easy way to tell, isn't there? Your tits are really something special, aren't they? No, I will not be gentle. Only the virtuous get gentle. And they feel so good in my hands. What's that moan? Your denials are not really believable when you bite your lip at the end of them. That's a giveaway. No, you want this, I know. You fucking need this. It's the only way to save you. Don't you see that? This is how it needs to be done. This is the only way you're gonna understand why you need to be saved and why I'm gonna be the one to save you. Take your fucking panties off. Do it. Do it, girl, or I will, and I will not be fucking gentle. Good. Good. Now turn and face the altar. Bend over. I see. This is when you choose to resist. It's fine. Fine by me. I love it when a girl puts up a little fight. Are you really surprised that I would pull your fucking hair and force your head down on the fucking altar? Are you? Are you? Are you? Well, at least part of you seems to like it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I've ever seen a woman this so goddamn wet. Is this what you wanted all along? God provides. Now hold still. Is it cold? That's funny. I thought it might burn you a little. It's holy water. We have to make sure our consummation is right in the eyes of the Lord. I need to make sure it gets everywhere. Well, still taunting me, even now. He must really want this. You must really want to be saved.
Fuck. Fuck, get in there. Fuck, get in there.
Oh, you're nice and tight. Yeah, and you moan so well for me. I guess tonight wasn't a complete waste, was it?
Was it? fuck.
Fuck my cock. Fuck my cock. Fuck my cock.
You fucking gothic slut!
Sorry. Sorry.
Goth slut! Fuck my cock. Fuck my cock. You know you want to. Get it out. Get the devil out. Get the devil out and fuck my cock!
I cast thee out, Satan!
Fuck! Yes! Fuck!
Do you feel God's love now? Do you?
Oh, fuck! Come, you fucking god slut! Ah, fuck! Oh, yeah, that's it. Cast it out. You're so beautiful when you come. I'm next. Take it, you fucking little bitch! I'm fucking gonna rape Satan out of you! Fuck! Yeah, fuck! Oh, take my seed! Take my fucking seed! Take my fucking seed, you cunt! Oh my, that was refreshing, wasn't it? Look at that. I can see by your expression. You feel the blessing of Jesus already. His word is fast acting. No, don't clean yourself up. Just get dressed. You can wear one of my shirts home. But bring it back clean, just like you. No. Leave your panties. I will hold on to them. And I want you to feel me dripping down your leg for the rest of the night. It'll remind you of your baptism. Oh. Do I need to tell you to keep your fucking mouth shut about this? No one will believe you. And we'll both go straight to hell. Good. We understand each other. Now get out. And you know what? I've changed my mind. Dress the same for next week. It makes cleansing you so much more satisfying.